Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
We want to talk about the devastating wildfires at Killarney National Park, and Christopher O'Sullivan, of course, the Minister for Nature, Heritage and Biodiversity, is with me here on the programme today. Christopher, I mean, you might just describe the scene if people haven't had a chance to look at some of the videos and pictures that are online of this.
Yeah, well, firstly to say thankfully, because of the incredible efforts of the National Parks and Wildlife crew, the fire crews in that area, our own helicopters that we got airborne with, two helicopters carrying vast amounts of water over the area. Thankfully, the fire is now under control, so we've limited the damage to the habitats, the wildlife and nature in that area.
Yeah, but the damage caused...
Yes. Yesterday evening is when it was at its worst in the 5 Mile Bridge area of Killarney National Park. A fire raged, which was very much bellowed, I suppose, and blown by the wind that was blowing in that area at the same time. Obviously, the dry conditions, and it really took off. I mean, some of the scenes been described by some of the rangers down there. They were looking at the fire actually jumping cliffs. I mean, you're quite tall. Rocky cliffs in that area where you think a fire would be an automatic block to a fire, but because this fire raged so hard, what we saw is that it actually jumped up cliffs, and then the fire would continue to rage. It's covered about 25 acres of the national park, which, listen, we have limited the damage. That we've had worse and more expansive fires in the area, but still the devastation that has caused to ground nesting birds. I mean, we're in July now. You'll have some bird species like meadow pipit and skylark. They might be on their second broods, and those they could be sitting on eggs, or you could have young birds that have just fledged. And unfortunately, look, we're still assessing the ecological damage, but we know that many of these birds will have been impacted. And we were incredibly lucky, because Killarney is famous for the fact that some of our last stands of really ancient oak woodland have survived in Killarney. It was within metres of making contact with this oak woodland, which would have caused absolute devastation.
And, you know, when you look at it, I suppose you'd had a chance now and investigations would be carried out into the what happened. Is the hot weather to blame or human interference?
No, listen, we're going to get hot weather. And look, I know climate change is an issue, and we are going to get more periods of hot weather, but we've had periods of hot weather before, and this hasn't been as big an issue as it is now. We're fairly certain, and we can't categorically confirm yet, but we're fairly certain that the start point of this fire, because of the evidence that it's pointing to, was one of these disposable barbecues, which are an absolute... they're a scourge, really. They are the cause of many of these fires. So we're pretty certain at this point that's the starting point of it. So to answer your question, would this fire have happened without human interference? Absolutely not, because they're described as wildfires, and not to be pedantic, because I would have definitely described them as wildfires myself. Wildfires describe natural fires that occur in places where they're supposed to occur, where it starts a natural regeneration of habitat. This is where you have extreme hot weather, but you also have lightning strikes. That's essentially how they start. We don't have that here in Ireland. No fires here in Ireland start for those reasons. They're always started by human interference.
And so in this case, a barbecue the size of an A4 page has caused, reckon, this damage?
You know, the very small ones. We've all used them. You know, there's a place for them, I guess, I would say, at home, but not out in our beautiful national parks that are there for, they're there for everybody to enjoy. They're there for all of us to enjoy. They're a public community.
You ban them in the park? An outdoor?
We are looking... We're going to have to do something, put it this way, Andrea. We're going to have to do something. We'll look at the best way to do that. What I would say in the meantime, though, is I would plead to the public, don't buy them. You know, you don't need them. I mean, these national parks, they're not your back kitchen. They're not for this type of activity. Yes, absolutely, bring a packed picnic and eat in the national park and enjoy it. We want people to enjoy these beautiful areas, but put away the disposable barbecues. Don't buy them. And I'd urge shops not to sell them in the meantime. And while that's happening, especially during this period, while that's happening, we will look at different approaches that we can to potentially controlling the use of these, especially during hot weather events.
Well, that's worth flagging, all right, for listeners. And I just want to bring in Calvin Tangi, Minister. Calvin's a jaunting car driver in Killarney. What did you witness, Calvin?
Well, we were witnessing extremely harrowing sights here from the smoke coming from the national park itself, because we were in the town itself, and the fire's about 5-6 kilometres outside town at least. And it was incredible, the smoke that was coming off. And it was evening time as well, so you had a lovely orange glow, but it was, as I said, quite weird to see. We're not used to things like that. But as the minister said, it was human interference. It was lack of responsibility with using these barbecues that just really aren't needed. Like, the idea is leave no trace. You're supposed to mind the park. People do usually, but things like that can get out of control.
Mm. And I'm sure it's frightening as well. You know, you're looking at the kind of the bellowing smoke too in the distance. It's not pleasant to see.
Oh, it's not pleasant at all. And as well, like, it's like the town is built on the park. The town comes to the park rather than the other way around. And to think that, God forbid, if it did get out of control, it could have very easily taken much more. As the minister even mentioned with our oak forest, like the how old they are, how ancient they are, and then coming towards the park inside town, like, it is very, very dangerous. We are very lucky that the fire brigade and the emergency services are so on the ball with things like this, that they can look after and protect us.
Yeah, got it under control, as Christopher O'Sullivan mentioned. Look, we leave it there for the moment. Calvin Tanguy, Christopher O'Sullivan, Minister for Nature, Heritage and Biodiversity, and now looking into some kind of measures to see what they can do about these disposable barbecues being used in public places.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.